peace our minds. And y'all, right? I don't know about you, but I'm learning to suffer. Because in my suffering, I gain eternal life. In my suffering, here's what we do.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, we welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. As a community announcement, the Johnson Temple Feeding the Hungry program will resume on Wednesday, February the 11th at 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. In addition to receiving a hot meal, perishable and unperishable food items are available for individuals in need. The public is invited and volunteers are welcome. For more information, please call the church at 337-239-3845. In today's broadcast, you will hear a selection from the Johnson Temple Choir and an uplifting message from Elder Jerry Taylor. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Once again, let us remember to pray one for another. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity, God, to stand before your people one more time. Lord, I thank you because I know it was only by your grace and your mercy. Lord, I thank you for how you and what you've done, Lord God, for this church. Father, and I pray that you continue to bless each and every member of this church. Lord, and I pray that you bless the leader, God, as never before. Raise him up, Lord God. Restore him, God, in the name of Jesus. And precious Father, we are praying for the world as a whole. Lord, wherever there's trouble, wherever there's strife, God, we are praying that you will bless. Lord, we are praying, God, that you'll bless over, Lord God, in California where all of the wildfires are. Praying, God, that you're blessed in the east, Lord God, where all the cold weather is, God. We are praying for the politicians, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will bring them together, God. Let them be about the people's business, God, in the name of Jesus. And I'm praying, God, for every brother and every sister that calls on your most holy name, God. Let us live, God, according to your word, and let us do, Lord God, whatever your word tells us to do, God, in the name of Jesus. Please, Father, you come in and you be in the midst. I know you're in the midst because I've heard the power of the Holy Ghost already this morning.
Yes, God.
You take us through, Lord.
Yes, God.
And we'll be careful to praise you. We'll give you the glory and the honor for it's all thine. In your son Jesus' mighty and holy name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Please be seated. Please be seated. I want to use a scripture that I've used before. That's the scripture. Amen. The scripture I will share with you is from Psalms, the 9th division and the 9th verse. And it reads, "The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know your name put their trust in you," put their trust in God. "For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you." Amen. I will use part B of Psalms 9:9 for the thought on today. And the thought I wish to leave with you is simply, these are troublesome times. Troublesome times. And may God bless the reading of his word. And thank you, ushers. Amen. We are indeed living in trouble sometimes. Trouble in front of us, trouble in the back of us, both sides, on top and on the bottom. Amen. Trouble everywhere. The world is full of trouble. The viruses that's been around for the last 3-4 years are still around, and no one seems to have a cure for them. But God has blessed us, and God has kept us even in the midst, amen, of all of that. Amen. And I know that the word, I know that we hear the song saying that trouble don't last always. And I am firmly a firm believer in that because I know, amen, that Jesus will fix it.
Yes, he will.
Whatever the situation may be, Jesus will fix it. Amen. The world is full of trouble. Amen. These are troublesome times. Politicians and party fighting. Amen. Politicians and party fighting so fierce that they are destroying themselves and our country. Amen. From within. A new group of politicians were just sworn in the election, and they elected a new leader for the Speaker of the House. It is believed to be by some that our political process stands in jeopardy of getting little accomplished because of trouble, amen, among the leaders. Ever asked someone, amen, how he or she is doing, and their reply might just have been, I've seen better days. Uh-huh. Hey, I've seen better days. Yes, sir. Amen. Their reply just might have you wondering or have me wondering. This reply, amen, leaves me with the distinct impression that this person is having one of those days when everything seems to be going wrong. Yes, plans falling apart. You don't feel well. There are problems and burdens, and it seems like everything is working to tear you down. These are indeed troublesome times. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of trouble. What kind of a day was David having? I believe David, amen, was having a day of trouble. In fact, he compares himself to a lonely bird. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I am like a sparrow alone upon the housetop. That's the way he feels, like a bird all alone, amen, on the housetop. He wants to go into the house and enjoy some fellowship, but he is alone. Ever had a day like that when you wanted to talk to somebody, just anybody, amen, but there was nobody there, amen. Nobody there to hear, amen, and no one to listen to you. Those are indeed troublesome times, amen. The psalmist's enemies are reproaching him, but it a day of trouble and reproach, he says, I'm going to change this by the grace of God. I'm going to change this by the grace of God. And it became a day of prayer. It became a day of prayer, amen. David tells God how he feels and what he sees. He cries out, God, you are the only one who can change things. God is the only one that can change things. You and I, amen, are the only one that God can change things for, amen. We have to call up on him when we find ourselves in times of trouble, amen. God may not change the circumstances on the outside, but God can certainly change the feeling, change our feelings on the inside. My brothers and sisters, amen, God can change our feelings of rejection and despair into joy and hope for tomorrow. And that is when a day of trouble becomes a day of victory and rejoicing by the grace of God. Brothers and sisters, every one of us will have, amen, a day of trouble. Every one of us, amen, gonna see some trouble in times, amen. I don't doubt, amen, that everybody in here right now is going through something. I believe everybody in here right now is having some kind of a situation, amen. But all I want to tell you, amen, is don't despair in your troubled time. Just hold on to God's unchanging hand. Keep looking to the Lord, amen. Keep looking to the hills from which cometh your help, amen. Because we know all of our help coming from the Lord. There were circumstances and times where where circumstances entrap you and trouble closes in around you, we must and we have to call on the name of the Lord. He knows how to turn our troubles into triumph. Although he may not answer your prayer the way you expect, I can assure you that he will do what is best for you, for he knows, amen, on what you need. Amen. What is a day of trouble and what are troublesome times? It is a time in which appears that every demon in hell has launched an attack against you, like they have ganged up on you at your house. When it looks as though everything you are going through is impossible to overcome because the pressure is, amen, too great. But let me tell you, don't worry about the pressure. You worry about holding on to God. You worry about what God can do. Don't despair. Don't allow yourself to go down into the valley of despair. But you hold on to God. Keep holding on to God. Keep praying to God. Keep talking to God, amen. And God will see you through. Amen. There's no trouble, amen, that can come up against you that God can't bring you out of. There's no trouble, amen, that you can counter, amen, that God hasn't seen, amen, because he knows all things, amen. He's a witness everything, amen. So just hold on to God. Continue to talk to God. Continue to let him know, amen. Continue, amen, to cry out to him, amen, in your day of trouble, in your times of trouble. Psalms 21 through 5 says, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of God of Jacob defends thee, send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthens thee out of Zion. Remember all thine offering, and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Selah, grant thee according to thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in the salvation, thy salvation, and in the name of God. We will, amen, set up our banners. He will set up our banners, and the Lord fulfill all the petitions. Amen. Notice what the Lord, what the word of God says. He will do for us, amen, in the days of trouble. He will hear us, defend us, set us up, help. Amen. Send us help, amen, and strengthen us. He will remember our offerings and fulfill all of our petitions. Those are powerful promises, amen, and you can bank on God's promises, amen. God is not a man who should lie. So when he promises you something, amen, you can believe it, amen. When he tells you he's going to do something, amen, you can believe he's going to do it, amen. I'm reminded of the children of Israel, amen, who were captive, amen, in Egypt. God promised them, amen, a new land. He promised them a land filled with milk and honey, amen, and God took them to that land, amen. And yes, there was a lot of trouble on the way. Yes, there were a lot of disappointments on the way, amen. But God brought them into that land that's filled with milk and honey, amen. Even though, amen, they didn't always do what they was supposed to do, but God yet kept his word, amen. God kept his word, amen. And he provided for them, amen. Even though they were hard-headed and disobedient, amen, God still, amen, provided for them. God's word is true, and God will do what he says he will do. Amen. There's no trouble that you can run into, amen, that God can't get you out of. Amen. God is able to do it all. Amen. But you got to stay cursed. You got to stay with him. Amen. You got to continue to trust in him, God. You got to keep on trusting in God. Amen. You got to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. You can't allow what you see. Amen. You can't allow what you see. Amen. What you're going through, amen. You can't allow it to, amen. You can't allow it to, amen, to trouble you or cause you some trouble, amen. Amen. You can't allow that to happen to you, amen. You got to keep on, amen, holding to God's unchanging hand. Keep on holding to his hand, amen. Keep on fighting, amen. Keep on trusting in God, amen. Because I know without a doubt, amen, that God will see me through. God has. eyes, amen. He's seen me through, amen. Time and time again, amen. God saw me through, amen. When I didn't know which way to turn, amen. I called on the name of Jesus. Jesus, he saw me through, amen. Even at the brink of death, amen. Didn't know, amen. Didn't know whether I was going to live or die, amen. But God brought me over. God brought me through, amen. We have to continue to look. Continue to pray to God. We have to, amen, know that it is God who, amen, has kept us. We have to know, amen, that it is God who is going to bring us out. Amen. In everything, I can promise you, amen, that everything will be all right. Everything will be all right. These are indeed troublesome times, but you don't have to be. You don't have to be troubled, amen. Don't have to be bound by the cares of this world and shrink, amen. Sink down into the valley of despair. My brothers and sisters, amen. Don't leave God, amen. Don't forsake him. Keep on, amen. Holding to God's hand, amen. Keep on walking with God, amen. Keep on leaning and depending on him, amen. Oh, if he did it for you once, amen, he'll do it for you again, amen. Saints, you can see the... Can you see the writing on the wall? Amen. God will defend you. God will help you in these troubled times. Amen. And call upon me. This is God. In the day of trouble, I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. My brothers and sisters, in these troubled times, we have to know in whom we trust. In troubled times, we have to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. Amen. See, our understanding, amen, it may tell us we can't make it, amen. Amen. Our understanding may just say, amen, that you can't do it, amen. It's not going to happen, amen. But don't lean to your own understanding. You know God. You know what God has done for you. And time again, he's done it, amen. So you got to lean and depend on God. In times of trouble, amen, you can't let the devil steal your joy. But we know that he come to kill and steal and destroy. In times of trouble, amen, you have to walk by faith and not by sight, amen. You have to know that things are not what they may look like, amen. They may look bleak, amen. But you got to know that God is in charge, amen. That God is in control, amen. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, amen, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, amen. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me, amen. Thou preparing a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me, amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. It's going to follow me in the good time. It's going to follow me in the bad time. It's going to follow me when I'm hurting. It's going to follow me when I'm sick, amen. The mercies of God, amen. God's mercy, amen. It's going to follow me, amen. And he's going to keep me. God's mercy will keep us, and in time of trouble, his mercy, his grace is sufficient for all of us. Amen. So saints, in these troubled times, during these troubled times, as I've said, if I could canvass this audience, I sincerely believe that all of us have some kind of problem, some kind of trouble that we are experiencing. But I can also say this, I believe with all of my heart that if you just depend on God, if you stay with God, if you trust God, amen, it's nothing the devil can do. He cannot do anything, amen, because God is in control of it all. Amen. And so troubled times are going to come. And if you're not having any trouble now, if everything is going just fine with you right now, just wait a little while. Just wait a little while. Amen. And you'll see. Amen. Troubled times will come. But the prime thing is, don't worry about the trouble coming. You worry about who you know, amen. You worry about, amen, what your walk is with God. Because you know your walk with God is greater than anything that you can encounter. Amen. And God will, amen. Oh, yes, he will. He will see you through. Amen. I'm reminded of that little poem that talks about the three footprints in the sand. You know, we've had a lot of those experiences where God was carrying us. We may not have known it and may not have believed it, but it was God that, amen, it was God that brought us through. Amen. You see, the devil thought he had some of us. He really did. When things seem to be going wrong, everything that can and will go wrong. It will find you at your lowest point. Amen. And that's when he will attack. But I'm here to encourage you and to let you know this morning, this afternoon. Don't let the devil, amen, have any victory. You see, he doesn't have any victories except for those that we allow him to have. Amen. Because all victory belongs to God. Amen. God has the last say on everything. Amen. And I know that God will take care of his people. I know that. Amen. And I have to say again, there's nothing too hard for God. Nothing that you can run into where he will not bring you out if you but just trust him. If you lean and depend on him, amen. God bless each of you, and I pray that in times of trouble, you will hold on to God. I pray that none of us fall out and faint in times of trouble. I pray that God will be our ultimate source, that leaning post for us. Amen. If we would just take a moment